Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Going after spyware.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Few things are more annoying about the internet than spyware and adware. For the first time, advertisers are being held responsible for their pop-ups. Three companies, Priceline.com, Travelocity.com, and Singular Wireless, have agreed to settle a probe by New York's Attorney General. The companies are only paying about $100,000 total, but they've agreed to allow people to remove the adware, and they can only put their pop-ups on sites that fully disclose their adware policies. In every state in the country, people who donate their sperm or their eggs can remain anonymous. But Virginia is considering a bill that would make those people reveal their identities. Eric Kneeler tells us what's happened in other countries that have done this.
Canada, Australia, and the UK have already banned the practice. Fertility clinics there have seen a big drop in donors and a big rise in fees to prospective parents as a result. Sean Tipton of the American Society of Reproductive Medicine says many sperm donors value privacy most of all.
Currently, sperm donors do get compensated a little bit, but it's not clear that large amounts of money would induce people to donate if they could not be anonymous.
At one Virginia clinic, only 10% of donors have agreed to reveal their identities. The bill's sponsor says he wants to protect donor-conceived children who may later become curious about their origin. In Washington, I'm Eric Kneeler for Marketplace.
One word for Wall Street on Monday. Okay, that's not really a word, but the Dow gained only 3 points to 12,490. The NASDAQ put on 5 to 2441. The S&P 500 dropped 1.5 to 1420. Oil prices have steadied this morning at about $54 a barrel. The Fed meets tomorrow on interest rates. Air America is losing one of its founders, but it's found somebody to buy the radio network. Host Al Franken will do his last broadcast in a couple weeks. Franken may run for the Senate next year in his home state of Minnesota. A New York real estate mogul is taking over the bankrupt network. More now from Ashley Milne-Tite.
Buyer Stephen Green says he wants to stabilize Air America's finances and concentrate on the network's lineup. Good idea, says Matthew Felling of the Center for Media and Public Affairs, because talent is key to drawing listeners. Having hosts who come across as smug and condescending has the opposite effect. He says Al Franken and his colleagues make for tough listening, even if you agree with their views.
There is a fresh approach that they can take that will be more conversational and, dare I say, be more fun. How can a show featuring a Saturday Night Live performer be so damn unfunny?
He says for Air America to attract listeners and advertisers, it has to lose the classroom vibe and pick up more of a barroom one. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellows shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, for information protection you can depend on. More at Fellows.com.
Let's talk about ice cream. Who do you like? Ben & Jerry's, Baskin Robbins, Cold Stone Creamery? Baskin Robbins is the biggest chain, but Cold Stone is coming on strong. Cold Stone just said it would open 165 stores in China and Taiwan. I guess they'll be singing at those stores. You do know about the singing, don't you? Here's Sean Cole.
The legend goes like this. Once upon a time, in a faraway land called Tempe, Arizona, the crew at the first ever Cold Stone Creamery wanted to come up with a way to thank their customers for tips. So they decided to sing to them, peppy, cheerleadery kinds of songs. It was fun, and the company grew and grew, and now, at each of its hundreds of stores.
Every time a tip goes in the jar, one of our crew members will lead everybody and say, "Hey guys, we got a tip."
All right.
When the tip
goes in the jar, we'll thank you for your dollar. You came, you saw, you ate a lot, and now you've heard us holler.
Every time. The leader in this case is Cold Stone's Massachusetts area manager, Meredith Bryan. I met her at a Cold Stone in Millbury, Mass. She says memorizing the songbook of 50 or so ice cream-related spoofs is part of the training process. And while other ice cream shops interview prospective employees, Cold Stone auditions them. Brian says it's like a little American Idol, complete with a Simon Cowell speech for the shy kids.
You know, you may not be the best kid to work at a Cold Stone Creamery, because when that tip goes in the jar, we expect you to belt one out. And if you can't handle it, it's okay. You can go to the Gap. You can go anywhere else. But you can't stay here.
I asked a crew member named Justin Roberts, his name tag says The Justin, if he's ever embarrassed having to belt one out all the time. He says it just becomes automatic after a while.
You're like mixing your ice cream, putting everything in it, and you're just singing. You don't even realize that you're singing.
Hey guys, got another tip.
Hey,
hey. I've got ice cream on a cloudy day. When it's cold.
Meantime, customer response is pretty mixed.
No, I think it's great.
It's just kind of corny.
I want to like grab the Cold Stone, you know, executives and shake them. And tell them that they're selling ice cream. You know, why are you making them audition? Audition for ice cream?
Jason Pfeiffer is a freelance journalist in the area. A while ago, he wrote an article about Cold Stone called The Song That Makes Ice Cream Taste Bad. He says the shtick may have worked at the first store, but when you institute it chain-wide, it just sounds forced.
You can't micromanage the way that your employees at 1,300 stores relate to their customers. I mean, you know, you're selling the same product, you know, but let them have some identity.
Anyway, whether customers tip because of the singing or in spite of it, the tip jars I saw were pretty full, which got me thinking maybe we should try it. I hope that this story put a smile on your face. In Boston, I am Sean. Cole for Marketplace.
Oh boy, a couple of baseball notes this morning. Last night, 42-year-old slugger Barry Bonds signed a one-year, $15 million deal with the San Francisco Giants. Thankfully, another year of Bonds. In 1959, China outlawed baseball as being evil. Well, the New York Yankees have signed a deal with China. Yankee staffers will come over and open training academies. The Yankees hope to see Chinese players in the majors soon. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
Lots of politicians want to...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.